Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday for our midweek devotional from Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches. Today we'll follow a regular pattern of devotion where we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. So I invite you to take a pause from all that is taking place in your life this week, all that's happening, and take a moment to pause to connect with God and to be reminded of the care and the love that God has for you. To open up, I'll be reading our opening prayer from the Book of Common Prayer, so I invite you to pray with me. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture today is from the book of Numbers, and Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9. We don't always read from the book of Numbers, but it's part of the first five books of the Old Testament, and it's a part of the story of Moses, a part of the story of the Exodus and the journey in the wilderness. And so we'll be hearing a moment in our scripture reading of that journey in the wilderness. So I invite you to hear these words from Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9. From Mount Hor they sent out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This passage of scripture has always been a bit of a puzzle for me in some ways. Now, some of it is very natural, very expected. We have people who are in the wilderness, they've left slavery in Egypt, but they're complaining. And if there's one thing I know about human beings is that we have an amazing capacity to complain, to moan, and to gritch about the situation that we are in. It never ceases to amaze me how that capacity can be. I see it in myself. I am not immune to the ability to complain and to gripe and all that stuff. But we have the people in the wilderness. A people who at one point, they were in slavery. They were building projects for Pharaoh. They were being exploited. They were in an awful, awful situation. And they were heading to the promised land. But along the way, they didn't much care for the food, didn't much care for their circumstances. And they thought things were better back in Egypt. In reality, they were not in a better place, or they were not in a better place back in Egypt, I should say. They were on the journey to going to the promised land, to the place that they were meant to be. Their illusion that slavery or being in Egypt was somehow better was not, you know, a real thought. It was not reality. However, this did not stop them from complaining. And so they complained, they struggled, and they found themselves among all kinds of snakes. They were among all kinds of snakes that started biting, and people were struggling. In a lot of ways, it was a reminder that, you know, maybe they should be a little more, you know, grateful, a little more appreciative. They found themselves, you know, in a situation that was not great. And in fact, instead of being angry at God, they found they really needed God. They needed that presence, that care, that comes from God. And so Moses took a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and that became a thing that would heal. Something that at one point was causing harm was now bringing healing to the people. In the ancient world, serpents were often seen as a sign of healing. There's marks and cultures in the what we call the ancient Near East where this was, you know, taking place on up into, you know, Greece. And for some time, the people in that part of the world, if they had a dream and would imagine snakes, it was a sign of healing, a sign that healing was going to take place in their lives. I think this is an important thing for us to remember. As we go through our lives and go through the journey of, you know, making it through our days, of living out our calling, to being faithful disciples, we will have moments in which the journey is not pleasant. We will have days that we may look back on the past and think we had so much better in the past or in a previous time, but in reality, we didn't. We're just in a tough spot and in a situation, and it's just easier to think how things might have been better in the past. But in reality, we are called forward. We're called to faith. We're called to be connected with God. Not because, you know, it's something that we need so our lives are easier, but rather it's where our life is. It's where our true life is in God. And leaning into that relationship and relying on God as we go forward in life. And there are times when we're having those moments in which we are struggling, those moments we might be looking back in the past with rose-colored glasses or with, you know, warm nostalgia. What I actually need in that moment is healing. Healing that can come from God. Healing that can restore us and remind us of the love and the care that is from God. Healing can look different from person to person. Sometimes, I know, it could be a physical, emotional, spiritual, relational. I mean, there's all different kinds of healing that can take place, that can be needed. So I would encourage us, when we are having those days and maybe we're looking back on the past thinking, you know, things were so much better and there's no way things can improve or things are just going downhill, it might be that we're in need of healing. Might be that we're in need of restoring that relationship, of being reconnected with God, being reconnected with each other. So I'd encourage you to be reminded and to seek out that healing and that hope and that love that can come from God. And most of all, know that you are cared for, that God is with you as you journey through life, as we go through these days, as we go through moments in life that are both a blessing and a challenge, our God is with us. So know that hope and know that care. Amen. Well, at this moment, I advise take a pause to be in prayer, and we'll follow a pattern of prayer that we follow here on Wednesdays and with our worship services on Sunday morning, where we have a moment of silent prayer and then a pastoral prayer that we'll close in the Lord's Prayer. So I invite you to take a moment to pause, to lift up what's on your hearts and your mind in a moment of prayer, and then we'll pray together and close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, We come here today as your people. We come here taking a pause in our week. We know that you are with us. There are times in which we may think that you've abandoned us or you're not with us as we go through our days, but you are there. You call us to hope. You call us to faith. You call us to lean into the relationship we have with you. Lord, let us lean into that relationship and rely on you. And may we be reminded of how you are a true source of healing, that you heal us in so many different and diverse and varied ways. Sometimes we know where we need healing. Sometimes we may not be fully aware. But yet your healing presence is with us. And we are thankful that you do heal us, that you call us to life, and you call us forward with hope. Lord, today we take a moment to pause to lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care. We lift up those with health concerns or work or relationship or school concerns. And Lord, however we can extend your hands, our hands and our feet and our voice and your love and care, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We also take a moment to give thanks for the blessings and the joys that we find in life. Too often we forget the blessings and the joys that are present in our lives. It's all too easy for us to focus on the negative. But there are blessings. There are joys. Most of all, we are blessed that you are our God. We're blessed by your Son, Jesus Christ, who calls us to everlasting life. Lord, may we be grounded in this love and this hope and the life that your Son shares with us. We pray all these things today in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, go forth back into your day, into your week, knowing that our God is with us. We are not abandoned or forsaken, but we are called to lean into that relationship, to experience the healing that can come in so many different ways from our God, and to be grounded in the life that comes from God and comes from Christ. Go forth grounded in this hope and life, and go in peace. Amen.